It bore repeating that Tony was not a scientist, nor was he a psychologist or a psychic. So he couldn't work out why Ziva started getting agitated, and he couldn't see how his chosen method of calming her down would play out. But he did it anyway. And that's how they got their next handful of kisses. They were sent to search a house for evidence to tie a businessman to the death of a lieutenant. Gibbs's gut had sent them off to investigate, or to be specific, illegally break into their suspect's house, in the middle of a working day, and the excitement created by their risk-taking behavior was strong enough to quash any problem they had with the unethical action. They drove out to a large house in an upper-middle-class neighborhood, and after watching the street for half an hour, they decided that the coast was clear enough to engage in criminal activities without being noticed. It took Ziva less than 10 seconds to pick the lock on the back door and get them inside, and they started working their way through the house in search of clues that would point them in a case-solving direction. They were in the master bedroom when things started to go pear-shaped. A noise from downstairs made the hair on the back of Tony's neck prickle, and his and Ziva's eyes locked as they listened to the creaking of the staircase as their gatecrasher came towards them. He could tell by the way Ziva cocked her head that she was trying to calculate the person's height, weight, gender, and fighting style from nothing more than their footsteps. And Tony sent back a look that he hoped conveyed his strong disagreement with her fight our way out plan. Ziva pursed her lips as she waited up. Tony glared harder, and then another creak of the floorboards sent them both diving for cover in the walk-in closet. Tony got a face full of tweed blazer and tripped on a shoe in the dark, while Ziva closed the slatted door behind them. He braced himself against the back wall of the closet and found his footing, just in time for Ziva to step on his toe and then try to kick what she thought was an empty shoe out of the way. He held on to his yelp and yanked his foot back. "That was me," he hissed. "Sorry." "It is filthy in here. These people have obviously not cleaned out their closet in years." Tony didn't see the big deal with that. "Yeah, so? How often do you clean out your closet?" "Twice a year," she replied, as if it was a habit taught to children along with brushing your teeth twice a day. "What possible reason could there be for cleaning out your closet twice a year?" he had to know. He saw her head swivel towards him in the semi-dark. "To get rid of clutter," she replied. "To get rid of clothes you have not worn, to remove dust, and..." "Okay, I get it." She moved a little closer to him. "When was the last time you cleaned out yours?" Tony didn't even have to think about that. "Well, I moved in back in 96, so..." Ziva made a disgusted noise. "Your clothes are probably crawling with dead bugs." "Crawling with dead bugs?" he drawled, highlighting the problem with the statement. Her shoulder bumped against his chest, but he couldn't tell whether she was just shifting her weight or warning him not to make fun of her. She went on. "And the dust will be caked all over the clothes you have not attempted to squeeze into since then." Tony sucked in his stomach. "I don't have to squeeze into anything," he shot back. "It all fits. I just don't wear my old stuff because my style's changed. I just don't do jeans and hoodies anymore." She looked him up and down. "Shame," she began, but a noise outside the closet door silenced the rest of her comment. They both unconsciously grabbed at each other's arm, and Ziva leaned further into Tony's chest as if it would provide her with further cover on top of the closed door. They both held their breath when a shadow passed by the door, and in the dark of the closet, with Ziva pressed against his chest, Tony was reminded of a similar situation from a few years ago when they had broken into a military base. When Ziva tilted her face up at his a moment later, he wondered if she was thinking of the same thing. He would have loved to let his imagination wander off to a sexy kissing place as it had back then, but the shadow hovering in front of the closet door held the majority of his attention. The fact was that they were trespassing. If the police came, they'd get charged with a break and enter at minimum, and that would cause all kinds of problems for them personally. Worse than that, their case would probably collapse, a murderer would go free, and if that wasn't enough, Vance would probably have a rage aneurysm. Man, he really had to stop blindly following Gibbs's gut without thinking things through. They may have been okay if the other person in the house was also a criminal, but Tony didn't like their chances of that. The way the person was creeping around instead of stomping with familiarity suggested it wasn't the homeowner either. So Tony's money was on a security company. Perhaps he and Ziva had tripped a silent alarm again. That seemed to happen to them a lot. The shadow moved again, away from the closet, in the direction of the bedroom door. Tony let out the breath he was holding as the immediate danger eased. "Security guard," he all but breathed against Ziva's ear. Ziva nodded. "I can take him," she whispered back. Tony almost choked. "Take him where?" Ziva either didn't get or deliberately ignored his warning and sliced her hand across the front of her neck.
"Or we could just wait until he leaves,"
Tony suggested. Ziva rolled her eyes at him.
"Fine."
She paused.
"He is taking a long time."
Tony dropped his hold on her elbow and slid his arm across her shoulders.
"Consider it enforced teen bonding time."
She tilted her face up to his.
"Why is all the enforced teen bonding I do with you conducted in a closet while hiding from a man with a gun?"
He shot her a crooked smile.
"Story of our partnership, sweet cheeks."
In one way or another, they were always hiding their bonding from a man with a gun. Ziva cracked a smile of acknowledgement and then looked back towards the closet door.
"Perhaps it is Gibbs out there, come to check on us."
Tony chuckled.
"He would have found us by now and pulled us out by our ears."
Ziva bumped her whole body against his.
"Not your ear, Tony."
He winced at the connotation.
"Ouch."
They heard floorboards creaking again from outside the room and fell silent to listen to the security guard.
"Yeah, it's Mick," he said, presumably talking into his cell phone. "I checked out the Sanderson place, but there's no one here. False alarm. Must have been one of those huge rats again like last time."
Tony's hands tightened on Ziva in alarm, and he tried to look down at his feet.
"Rats? Huge rats?"
Tony was not a fan of rats.
"Stop it,"
Ziva hissed in his ear.
"Rats?"
he repeated. Her tone got firmer.
"Stop it."
"Yeah, I'm on my way back," the security guard was saying. "Let the homeowner know it's all clear. Hey, you want me to pick you up a burger? I'm gonna stop at that joint up on Williams."
His voice got softer as he passed the bedroom and started down the staircase. Tony and Ziva remained quiet and still until they heard the slam of the front door, and then Ziva peeled Tony's fingers out of their vice grip on her shirt.
"The rats will not harm you, Tony," she assured him.
"Excuse me for being jumpy," he replied. "You would be too if you'd had the plague."
"That is another reason for you to clean out your closet," Ziva told him. "The dust is not good for your lungs."
"Okay,
okay,
I will clean out my closet," he promised. Ziva nodded her approval and stepped away from him. But when she reached for the handle on the door, Tony grabbed her other hand and pulled her back.
"What are you doing?"
"Leaving," she said obviously.
"We have to wait," he told her.
"What?"
"We have to give it a few minutes," he stressed.
The guard would have reset the alarm when he left. As soon as we walk into the bedroom, it'll go off again, and he'll have to come back. He's still too close for us to get out of the house without being seen. We've got to give it 5 minutes. Ziva stared at him as she digested that, and then sighed irritably. How do you pass 5 minutes in a tiny, dark, stuffy closet? He frowned at the hint of tension in her voice that hadn't been there before. Are you okay? She shrugged and crossed her arms over her chest. Fine. I just don't like dark, confined spaces. Tony opened his mouth to make the obligatory dirty joke, but she heard it before he'd even worked out how to word it and shot a warning look in his direction. He closed his mouth firmly. As Ziva leaned against the wall beside the door, Tony watched her closely. He couldn't remember her ever having an issue with claustrophobia before, and he didn't think that was exactly what was going on here. But something had given her a bit of a shake. Wishful thinking told him that it was the idea of being stuck in a closet with him after their guerrilla kissing attacks on each other lately. But common sense told him she was probably just hungry, or had a headache, or something utterly mundane like that, and not sexy at all. And yet, she had been holding on to him while the security guard was outside the door. She had been pressing herself against him and tilting her face up to his. They'd been in this situation before, and back then he was sure she'd stopped herself from acting on her impulses. Maybe it wouldn't be so far-fetched to think she would like the opportunity to see what would have happened if she'd acted on them. Not that Tony knew exactly where things would have gone either. Ziva seemed to tire of her inspection of t-shirts and ties and looked over at him. He knew he'd been busted having non-professional thoughts when she gave him a wary frown. What? Tony went for innocence. What? Why are you looking at me like that? He dropped the innocence when he decided it would be more fun to tease. He let his eyes fall to look her up and down and shot her a smile, even as he played dumb. Like what? I'm not looking at you. She shifted her weight and rested her back against the wall across from him. You are looking at me. Because you're there, he shot in. With a comment in your eyes. A comment, he repeated. Yes. His eyes darted to the side as if he was looking for the answer before asking the question. What comment? Ziva's eyes dropped to look him up and down very quickly and deliberately before she cocked her shoulder at him and raised her eyebrows. Tony smirked at her effort. Was that supposed to be the comment? He asked. Yes. He shook his head. No, that was definitely not the comment, he told her. The look she'd given him was half-assed and dirty. He definitely had something else on his mind. Ziva sighed and barely rolled her eyes before trying again. This time, her eyes traveled his body slowly and with great interest, much like they had the first time they'd met in the bullpen. The hairs on his forearms rose, and a smile stretched his lips. Oh, he drew out, that comment. He paused to look her up and down again. Well, it needed to be said, Ziva. She turned her face away from him, but he caught her smirk. She was enjoying this, and she couldn't hide it. It took her a full 5 seconds to regain her poker face. And when she turned to look back at him, she caught him looking her up and down yet another time. You talk a lot, Tony, she told him. Yes, I do. But I cannot always understand what it is you are saying. He grinned at her playing with him. Well, I was just wondering when you were going to offer me a sandwich. Her eyebrows drew together as she tried to decipher his left field comment. What? He tried not to take offense that she'd forgotten their surveillance kiss so quickly. He just kept looking at her with a smirk on his lips and a comment in his eyes until it dawned on her, and she chuckled and looked away. "Right," she murmured, "of course." He shrugged as if it were a no-brainer. "We've got 5 minutes to kill." She looked over at him again. "Is that all you need, Tony?" she shot back. He dropped his head to the side and gave her joke a semi-withering look. "It'll take your mind off being stuck in the closet." "Why would I need my mind taken off it?"
"Because you just said you didn't like being stuck in dark, confined spaces," he reminded her.
Ziva shook her head, denying it. "I am fine." "Really?" he asked, and pushed himself off the wall.
"You seem a little jumpy."
"I am perfectly still."
"Like you need to relax," he pushed.
"I am relaxed."
He looked her up and down one more time, and then raised an eyebrow. Ziva scrunched her nose.
"Be quiet, Tony."
Fine, she was going to keep running, and that didn't mean he had to keep chasing. He could end this now by launching a strategic attack. There was a chance she would retaliate by driving a wire coat hanger into his jugular or stabbing him in the eye with a stiletto, but damn it, Tony was feeling lucky. He took another step towards her, and Ziva's arms fell away from her chest, giving him a subconscious signal that she was dropping her barriers. His chest brushed hers as he hovered over her upturned face, and he met her gaze for a moment before committing to his plan. "Screw it," he thought, and then dipped his head and kissed her. He felt Ziva hesitate for a second before her lips softened under his and she leaned into him. He took it as a sign and deepened the kiss just a little as his hands came up to rest lightly on her hips, and he felt her fist curl around his shirt on his chest. But still, the kiss remained relatively chaste, and they parted again after just a few seconds. Neither of them moved any further away from each other as they continued to hold on and take shallow breaths. Ziva licked her lips before opening her eyes and looking up at him.
"Why do you keep kissing me lately?" she asked softly,
her bravado from moments ago gone.
"Me?" he asked. "You kissed me twice."
"That was the second time you kissed me," she pointed out. Tony swallowed and shrugged as he tried to come up with an acceptable answer.
"Habit."
She gave him a very slight frown.
"What habit?"
He ran his hands to the curve of her waist. "I'm trying to form one," he admitted. Ziva swallowed hard as her eyes drifted to his mouth. He thought she was going to question him more, but surprised him when she just moved in and raised herself on her toes to kiss him again. The kiss was deeper and longer than the last, much more of a make-out kiss than the brief expressions of affection they'd shared to this point. His hand cupped her cheek as her arms wrapped around him, and his brain released a flood of endorphins in reward for finally, finally, finally kissing this woman properly again. He'd only been waiting 6 freaking years. They parted when oxygen became scarce and breathed heavily against each other.
3, he said against her mouth.
"What?"
"That's 3 times you've kissed me."
The delicious endorphin soup swimming within him suddenly drained as she dug her finger into his ribs. Tony yelped and jumped back.
"If you keep a tally, you will not get the chance to make it a habit," she warned.
Tony rubbed his side. "Right." She ran her hand through her hair and regained composure.
"Can we get out of here yet?"
Tony nodded. Playtime was over. "Yeah. Straight to the car, okay?" Ziva put her hand on the doorknob and looked back at him.
"I will drive."
"I don't think..." he started, but she cut him off.
"For a quick getaway," she elaborated, and then gave him a look that dared him to argue with her logic. Fine, he caved in. You're not going to try to kill me as payback for kissing you, right? Do not be silly, Ziva said, and then paused to rake her eyes over him. The kiss was not that bad. Tony gasped and clutched his chest in mock outrage, and she smirked before returning to the task at hand. She counted down before turning the knob and swinging the door open, and they both dashed out of the closet. Tony closed the door again behind them and then ran after Ziva as they bolted from the house. With each step, he could feel the ground shaking a little more as the aftershock from their kiss started to hit. In the scheme of things, that kiss had been extremely significant, and he wondered what their relationship would look like in the morning after the dust had settled.